Hey, I can't find nothing on the radio. Y'all turn to that station.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio.
Good evening and welcome back to Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Zocchi, bringing you another 2 hours of the best music you've never heard. It's been a bit of an eventful week, as some of you probably figured out. Top of the events was the interest shown by a small non-commercial eclectic music station that had notified its fans that it was looking for a new program. So I sent them a message, and upon speaking to them, I discovered that they hadn't even listened to the show before saying to me by email, "It sounds like something our station could use." Upon further discussion, I realized that their main concern was having people buy airtime. So what initially seemed like a genuine opportunity to promote Eclectic City was actually an attempt to pay some bills. Which is fine, I understand. Times are hard, everyone's struggling, but in this case, if anyone's going to be getting paid for this gig, it's me. So, as far as other delays, let's just say that in order for me to feel completely comfortable finishing or even doing the show, I have to be mentally and emotionally at ease, which I wasn't this week. It took me a little bit longer than normal to get into the frame of mind where I could concentrate and deliver a quality show. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, as some people already know. I don't think so, but I think I'm quality driven. Besides, I know my listeners will grant me a little extra time if it means that they'll be getting a high quality product. Right?
Look, it's not in my nature to be a pain in the ass for such consistency. It's being forced on me. I just heard them on the phone again. They are phoning me back in 5 minutes, and I've got to give them something.
Just tell them it's going to be wonderful. Hi, Harry.
All right. I told them that, and they're over the moon. Apart from 15 calls a day wondering where the fuck it is, they couldn't be happier. They're getting impatient. We promised them the Animatic over a week ago, and I'll be frank with you, Bagley, I'm running out of bullshit.
Try massaging your temples.
I've got to give them a date. Either a date, or you've got to give me some idea of what you're coming up with.
I'm coming up with a brilliant advertisement for a very dull pimple cream.
Then why can't I take a look? Why can't I see something? You know, just a storyboard or some roughs, anything, so as I can give them an idea of the direction you're going in.
No, I don't show work in progress. Any calls?
Mr. Bristol called again, twice.
I hope you told him I was out.
Yes, Mr. Bagley, you were out.
Good, and if he calls again, I'm still out.
Bagley, you have got to give me a date.
All right, try Monday on him. And don't get so panicky. Nobody ever remembers a late delivery, Richard. They only ever remember a bad one.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go, have a time. Cause it's Saturday night, baby, I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up, woo, gonna rip it up. Gonna shake it up, gonna ball it up. We're gonna rock it up and the ball tonight. Got me a date and I won't be late. Pick me up and it's 88. Shag on down to the Union Hall. When the joint starts jumping, I'll have a ball. I'm gonna rock it up. Gonna rip it up. Gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. We're gonna rock it up. And the ball tonight. Try to see, my heart say go, go, have a time, cause it's Saturday night, baby, I'm feeling fine, I'm gonna rock it up.
We're gonna rock it up and the ball tonight.
All over the world, many lovely part I owned her, but it's one lonely girl. I'm a pretty senorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If he ever in Alaska starts in my cute little Eskimo. Thank you.
been the story. Under the waves, down in the deep, I no longer see the rings. What's wrong, dear brother? Have you lost your faith? Don't you remember a better place? What needles and things have done you in, like the setting sun? Oh, dear brother, trouble weighs a ton. What's wrong, dear sister? Did your world fall down? Did men misuse you and push you around? Same story, dear, year after year, pathetic men run. Oh, dear sister, trouble weighs a ton. Trouble in the air, trouble all I see. Does anybody care? This trouble's killing me. Oh, it's killing me. What's wrong, dear mother? Have a child disobeyed, left you hurting in so many ways. What once was sweet is sorrow and grief that cannot be undone. Oh, dear mother, trouble weighs a ton. Oh, dear mother, trouble weighs a ton.
Starting off set one, we had the queen of rockabilly, Wanda Jackson, with Rip It Up. She's been called the female Elvis. That was from 2010. That's a recent song. That's not an oldie. After that, we had Angelo Di Crescenzo with Traveling Man from 2010. As far as I know, that's on YouTube only. He's an Italian singer, and he's into rockabilly, obviously. After that, we had Pete Drogue with Under the Waves from his 2006 CD with the same name. And then lastly, we had Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys with his song Trouble Weighs a Ton from his CD called Keep It Hid from 2009. That was a live version from his appearance on Sirius Radio.
Fooling about with it for a few months now. Very delicate.
It's a bit of a departure from the kind of thing you normally play.
Yeah, well, it's part of a trilogy, really, a musical trilogy that I'm doing in D minor, which I always find is really the saddest of all keys, really. I don't know why, but it makes people weep instantly to play a... It's a horn part.
It's very pretty.
You know, just simple lines intertwining. You know, very much like I'm really influenced by Mozart and Bach, and it's sort of in between, though. It's really, it's like a Bach piece, really. It's,
what do you call this?
Well, this piece is called Lick My Love Pump.
Oh! treat me right.
To the table, you see the same old thing. ain't no food upon the table, ain't no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight.
Midnight special. Jam filed a new memo with the U.S. Justice Department, claiming that Ticketmaster made potentially misleading assertions June 30th during testimony before a House of Representatives subcommittee investigating the way concert tickets are sold.
Starting off set two, we had Grace Potter and the Nocturnals with Treat Me Right. That was live from the 8x10 Club in 2006 from their CD called Nothing But Water. After that, we had a live version of Midnight Special from Creedence Clearwater Revival. That was from a 6-CD box set, which can be found online. Following that, we had Talking Heads with Take Me to the River. That was from the album called More Songs About Buildings and Food from 1978. This is recognized as a song that launched their career after they played it on Saturday Night Live in 1979. That album was produced by Brian Eno, by the way. And then lastly, in celebration of their 20th anniversary, we had Pearl Jam with a cover of Public Image. That's a cover of a Public Image Limited song. And I think Eddie Vedder does justice to John Lydon's snarl.
On the page, it looked nothing. The beginning simple, almost comic. Just a pulse, bassoons, basset horns, like a rusty squeeze box. And then, suddenly, high above it, an oboe. A single note hanging there, unwavering. Until a clarinet took it over. Sweetened it into a phrase of such delight. This was no composition by a performing monkey. This was a music I'd never heard. Filled with such longing, such unfulfillable longing. It seemed to me that I was hearing the voice of God.
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
People think of the Beach Boys as a great harmony group, and of course they were. But even better than their harmonies were their wonderful melodies. She's giving me the excitations. I'm backing up. Brian Wilson wrote, sang, played on, and produced most of their best songs.
They come from down deep in my soul. You know, way in deep in my soul, there's this music that's there that wants to blow right out of my chest. You know, and like all throughout my career, I had cycles, songwriting cycles, and my chest blew. It just totally blew out. Music came out of my chest, you know.
So when you're thinking a melody, you wait. It comes out of you without really designing it, does it?
Well, at times it's almost an unconscious thing, you know.
Yeah.
I believe that songwriting is an unconscious thing. I don't think that anybody can really concentrate on music and write music. I think it comes from a higher place in your mind. I'm almost sure of that. I've almost been on
it. It comes from the heart.
From the heart. It's not. It's like your heart writes the music. Your brain. You can see these keys and you can relate to how the different chords relate to each other, but I think the real, real music being made comes from your heart. Yeah.
I may not always love you, as long as there are stars above you.
God Only Knows has always been one of my favorite Beach Boys songs.
I'll make you so sure about it, and God only knows what I'd be without you.
I wanted to strip it down and look at its components This is always the best way to hear the raw material of the melody.
Praise my French horn later on the backing vocals.
Yeah.
Now we have Carl's vocal.
So we got out the original master tapes.
I may not always love you, but once there are stars above.
Which was overdubbed, wasn't it?
Yes.
So let's take away the backing.
Just call along.
I'll make you so sure.
Two tracks. One track.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
The other track. Together.
What Brian had done was to write a beautiful song full of unusual changes and then devise a tapestry of sounds to enhance it.
The world could show nothing to me.
For me, it was fascinating being a musical detective, looking at the song structure back in the sort of studio in which I'd spent most of my working life.
We've got the backing voices here. But you see, this is what amazed me. You must have had a kind of blueprint in your mind before you went in the studio. What you were going to
arrangement wise, but not sound wise.
Right.
I couldn't think in my head before I got to the studio what it would sound like until I got there.
No, sure. But that would come with the studio work. But
yeah.
you must have had the plan there of all the hard.
There was there. Yeah, absolutely.
Is how many people pay homage to Brian Wilson as the genius they know as a songwriter.
Right. Well, I think musicians know, and people who make records know, but it's very hard for a non-musician to realize how sophisticated and complex and innovative what he did was. And that's really why I made the movie, because I wanted, you know, people hear, you know, Fun, 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 or Surfing USA, and they say, well, these are great songs, but why is he a genius? I don't understand. So the film really attempts to, explain that to people. I think that he brought a level of innovation to pop songwriting and to record production that was just unparalleled. It's still unparalleled. And it's only the thing that kind of masks it a little bit is the fact that the songs that he put on top were so accessible.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
That all come my way.
that somehow link to all the stars above. A little while ago, my mother told me Jesus loved the world. And if that's true, then convinced of it, the hypnosis of our minds can take us far away. It's so easy now, you see someone up there high in heaven's here to stay. I fall in love, and it haunts me so, like a dream that's somehow linked to all the stars above.
This is obviously my tribute set to Brian Wilson. Started off with God Only Knows from 1966, which was at that time the most technically sophisticated song ever recorded. It came from the album Pet Sounds, with Peter Asher supplying the lyrics and Carl Wilson the main vocals. After that, we had a clip from George Martin's documentary called The Rhythm of Life. Following that, we had Brian Wilson with Till I Die, which was originally recorded for the Surf's Up album in 1971. But this version appears on the soundtrack for the documentary by Don Was about Brian Wilson called I Just Wasn't Made for These Times. It came out in 1995. After that, we had the Beach Boys Do It Again from their 1968 album Friends. Lastly, we had Brian Wilson with his version of Still I Dream of It, a demo version, unreleased, that was included on the soundtrack for the documentary. Coming up, we've got Les Paul, Stanley Jordan, Sly and Robbie, Canadian Squires, Crack and Smack, and Amos Lee. We'll be right back.
Boyfriend.
Come on in and try not to ruin everything by being you.
Maybe we could live without the wisecracks.
Maybe we could.
If you really want to know, I can stand your brand of love. Try me. Why don't you try me? If you want to know if I'm affected by the moon above, then try me. Come on and try me. Don't you know my heart feels strong?
gentlemen, I have another guy here that's gonna just knock your socks off. What can I say? An innovator. He's got his own box going. He's got his own thing going. And he absolutely is an astonishing guitar player. I'd like to introduce you to Stanley Jordan.
I'd like to say hello to you, Les, and I'd like to say thank you for all the music that you've given us through all these years, and thank you for all your wonderful ideas that have changed and reshaped the music that the rest of us play. I just want to say thank you.
What would you like to do, Georgia?
Yeah, let's do Georgia.
Okay, we got Georgia.
I had to fall for no good.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
Tonight I'ma let you be the captain. Tonight I'ma let you do your thing, yeah. Tonight I'ma let you be a rider. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, babe. Tonight I'ma let it be fire. Tonight I'ma let you take me higher. Tonight, baby, we could get it on, yeah. We could get it on, yeah.
Now, baby, listen, baby, don't you treat me this away. Girl, I'll be back on my feet someday. Yes, if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
Do you like it, boy? Want, what you want. Give it to me, baby, like boom. What I want is what you want, nah.
What you say?
Come here, rude boy, can you get it up? Come here, rude boy, is you big enough?
Starting off set number 4, we had Esther Phillips with Try Me. You can find that on the Best of Esther Williams, recorded from 67 to 70. A lot of her work was overshadowed by Aretha Franklin, who she competed with for several Grammy nominations in the 70s. Following Esther, we had Les Paul and Stanley Jordan from the Les Paul and Friends tribute from 1988 with their version of Georgia. After that, we had Mavis Staples with Since I Fell for You. It was a flip side to I Have Learned to Do Without You, and is, I think, maybe impossible to find. And then lastly, we had a mashup with Rihanna and Ray Charles with Hit the Road, Rude Boy.
Thank you. The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Well, I wish I could get that excited about Buck.
Nothing! Are you kidding? Page 73! Johnson! Maven! R! I'm somebody now! Millions of people look at this book every day! This is the kind of spontaneous publicity, your name in print, that makes people! I'm in print! Things are going to start happening to me now.
Here comes
tried it. We're out in the yard. Whatever the weather, we're cool in the barn. We're happy together. Happy together. Now don't you try to fight it, 'cause it's a natural thing to do. No way that you can hide it. You know it's so good for you.
Invasion. no chance. Doing great, finance, bills, boss guy, send that boy off to die. You know we think they wanna holler, where to do my life? Me wanna holler, where to do my life? No, no, baby, this ain't me, no, 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 no.
We start off set number 5 with Map of Africa with Here Come the Heads, a 2007 CD with the same name, Map of Africa. Following that, we had Sly and Robbie's cover of Inner City Blues by Marvin Gaye. That was from their 1982 album. After that, we had Grammatic with Muy Tranquilo from 2010. That's from Street Bangers Volume 3. And then lastly, from the 2003 Verve Remixed No. 2, we had the Funky Low Lives cover of Dizzy Gillespie's Manteca. We'll be right back with the grab bag.
Terrifying moment for a nectarine who woke up to a knife trying to slice her in half. The woman screamed, and a friend came to her rescue, trying to fight the knife off. This incident happened early this morning in a kitchen off of Hay Apple Avenue. WBBK 11's Elizabeth Eggplant caught up with the victim. Elizabeth, emotions were running high.
And Mark, the victim tells us a knife tried to cut her in half. Her friend came in and tried to help her out, but the knife got away, leaving behind, though, evidence of his visit. Nancy Nectarine was fast asleep on her counter, minding her own business when...
Well, I was attacked by some idiot in the kitchen.
Nancy says that someone came into the kitchen and tried to use a giant butcher knife to slice her in half.
He tried to slice me. He tried to cut my peel off.
Nearby, the annoying Orange heard his friend scream and tried to help, spitting seeds at the attacker until it left, but not before it was able to slice a kiwi and 3 limes.
Well, obviously we have a knife in the kitchen. He's climbing in your windows, chopping your people up, so you better hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husbands, because he's slicing everybody out there.
The knife ended up getting away, but Orange has this message to whoever is responsible.
You're an apple. You know that? You don't have to come and confess that you did it. We're looking for you. We're going to find you. I'm letting you know that. You can run and tell that. Knife.
Now, if you have any information on this crime, you are urged to call the local police. Back to you, Mark.
Wow, thanks, Elizabeth. I guess that's just one more good reason why you should lock your doors at night. He's climbing in your windows, chopping your people up, chopping. So you better hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husbands, because he's slicing everybody out there. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We're going to find you. We're going to find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that. Night.
Thank you.
their eyes. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to know it is when I'm not around. You're so very special. I wish I was special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong.
in your life. My, you're looking old since I last saw you. Your fantasies run cold since I last saw you. Paint your face for the crowd. Sing it out, say it loud. The killing breeze is killing. Don't try to control what you can control. You got to let it flow. You got to let it flow. I should know. Hold you down when it blows. The killing breeze is killing. Thank you.
Well, to all my friends for treating me so well, you know I'm headed out to that mission bell. Gonna wash my soul, I'm gonna get it clean, headed down the border road, call the El Camino.
Well, I've been a prince, and you know I've been a post. By barbed wire fence and a murder of crows, I'm leaving all I've loved and all I've seen, headed down the border road called the El Camino. Headed down the border road called the El Camino.
Yeah, my heart's grown sick. I got a shepherd's crook as a walking stick, and I'm headed on.
My heart's gone blue, and I've done wrong by you. I don't know what to do when I'm moving on. Yet I'm moving on. One and one is two. Two and two is four, and I'm walking back and forth on your crack-tiled kitchen floor with the orange juice and the sun that shines. It really breaks my heart leaving you behind. It really breaks my heart leaving you behind.
But all my ships have sailed away. The price of this politic, that there's plenty of time to pray and plenty of time to waste away.
Well, to all my friends I've loved the most, you know I'm headed out to that other coast. I'm gonna wash my soul, and I'm gonna get it clean, headed down the border road called the El Camino. Headed down the border road called
starting off, we had the Kitchen Intruder from Auto-Tune. You got to check that out. This program that's available through, that's being advertised all over YouTube. You can take videos and just play with them and make songs out of just about anything. After that, we had the Canadian Squires, which was essentially the band before they were the band, but after they were the Ronnie Hawkins band. This is the only song that they ever recorded when they'd broken away from the Ronnie Hawkins band, then they went back with him after that, called Leave Me Alone, written by Robbie Robertson, and was released on the Facebook site for the band. That's how I found out about that. It's hard to find anywhere else. After that, we had Karen Souza with a cover of Creep. After that, we had Crack and Smack with Man of Constant Sorrow remix from the Remix Sessions from 2007. Following them, we had the new Blow Monkeys song, The Killing Breeze, from their 2010 album called Staring at the Sea, followed by Solange and the Supremes' mashup of I Decided to Come See About Me from 2008. You can download that. And then lastly, we had brand new from Amos Lee, the song called El Camino, featuring Willie Nelson, from 2011's CD called The Mission Bell. Great album, it's gotten great reviews, got Calexico as a backing band, and among other people who show up besides Willie are Lucinda Williams. That wraps up another edition of Eclectic City. I'm your host, Gabriel Zocchi, saying thank you for joining me. I want to send out a special thanks to Jim Boldman, to Jenny, to Kevin, and to Yvonne, and so many of the people that would just take too long to mention. They keep contributing music to include in this show. Keep doing what you're doing. I appreciate it very much. Next week's show is going to be a Valentine's Day show. Can't swing a dead cat without hitting a few love songs, so might as well scoop some of that stuff up and put it into a show. Anyway, have a great week. See you next week. Ciao. Radio, I turned up the radio. I can't hear it. No, I can't hear it. Hey, hey.